Well, hello everybody. I know it's been a little while since I uploaded something. I hope you all are well. I've been super busy in my personal life and observing the news and things going on in the world and how it will end up affecting us all. But I call it the political scam. Yep, it's a political scam. I mean, politicians scam us left and right, and they get paid for it, and it's just that's their duty, and we all know they're going to do it. But this one's just a little bit more in depth of what they do. Yeah, think about it. You know, with the virus going around, and all this rioting, and them wanting to defund the police, it gets interesting. So stay tuned, and we'll talk about this shortly. Well, the political scam. What can I say about the political scam? Well, I can honestly say that all the politicians in office lie to us, some a lot more than others. I believe some have sincerity of what they wanted to do when they got into office, but for whatever reason, they weren't ever able to follow through because of a bunch of red tape. And just some plain lie. You wonder how they're still in office, how they're getting paid to do what they do, but they do. So let's get right into it. But all this madness and craziness is going on in the world with Seattle had their chop zone before it had got dismantled. With Portland rioting and they had to send federal officers down there. Basically, we're coming out with a martial law type situation in certain parts of the country. And honestly, if we're not careful, it will be the whole country. A civil war, perhaps, who knows? It will affect us all. But I will say that I've noticed some politicians are joining this. All these groups and all this marching and agreeing with the majority. It is election time. So don't think that they're joining you because they're following your cause. They're trying to get your vote. So that way, in the end, they'll screw you over. It's just the way it is. Honestly, I can actually say that the political scam is a bunch of politicians wanting to do something. Maybe they'll follow through with some of the stuff they're going to do. Defunding the police. Okay. Idiots. The police are the ones that protect us. Yes, there's bad apples out there. There's always going to be bad apples. There's bad apples in every organization, in every minority group, and non-minority groups. There's going to be bad cops, just the way it is. There's going to be bad teachers. There's going to be bad bus drivers and bad insurance agents and bad CPS agents. And some people just don't want to do their jobs. And they're just really bad at it. You know, the police are actually trying to do their best. I've been pulled over by the cops. I never gave a cop a suspicion for me to, I never tried to defy whatever the police's authority was because I complied. I got out of there and I was home. Just the way it is. Have I ever been in handcuffs behind a police car? Yes. Have I ever been to jail? No. Why? I stay out of trouble. I know a lot of people stay out of trouble. I know a lot of people that have interactions with police. And they do what they gotta do, and they're let go, and they're not shot. They're not in a chokehold. They are not in prison, and then they suddenly died. Or in jail, and they suddenly died. You know, if you're complying with the police, and you're not doing anything wrong, there's a good chance you're not going to be on the ground with handcuffs on your back or on your arms or wrists or whatever. You're not going to probably not get locked up. You know, if they want to search your car, you know, if Adam wants to, can we search your vehicle? Sure, go ahead. Do you have any drugs in there? Nope. Any weapons? Nope. It's the way it is. I dealt with police before. I've dealt with police when I was in a relationship with my kid's mom. And they, I guess you can call my in-laws, were in the drug trade. You know, they're doing drugs, they're selling drugs, you know, so, seeing a little bit of that action, you know, and I'm like, what the heck's going on with you guys? You know, it used to just amaze me how they would, able to function the way they did, and how they made the money, didn't care where it came from, you know, and so forth and so on. Anyways, so basically, I'm just trying to say is that these politicians are following these things. Defund the police, okay? Have you seen some of these advertisements for election for some of these parties? You know, you need 911. Hit 1 if you're reporting a murder. Hit 2 if you're reporting domestic violence. Hit 3 if you're reporting a rape. Then you hit it and it goes, we're sorry, we're unavailable. We'll be out there anywhere between 2 and 5 days. You know, so what are you supposed to do? You know, I heard that they're going to send out unarmed citizens to enforce the law, because they're going to be deputized to enforce the law, for nonviolent crimes. Hello, people. Do you know that a lot of the police officers that deal with people begin in nonviolent way and escalates? It's just going to be such a bloody mess, I swear. And I mean that, like, bloody. It's just, oh my goodness, I could just see that. And you want to get rid of who serves and protects us. You know, hey, let me tell you something. Not all cops are bad. There's some bad apples, but I am just amazed how the media shows all the bad apples out there, but doesn't show any of the officers that actually do good. You know, you look on Facebook and there's tons and tons and tons of posts that actually show positive stuff that police officers do. You know, but they don't show that. No. They might have it one time, but they're not showing it right now because it's not fitting in their criteria. It's not fitting in their platform that they have to do, you know. You know what, let me tell you. There's bad Hispanics out there because they're drug dealers, because they smuggle people across the border and they rape these women when they do that. Not all of them, I guess you could say, do that, but I just heard stories, you know. And the actual Hispanic people, Mexicans from Mexico coming here to actually do a job, to do everything they're supposed to do, and doing it correctly, and coming out here making money so they can send it back to their families in Mexico so they can live. You know, African Americans, you know, we're supposed to look at all of them as drug dealer, lazy people don't want to do anything. Because there's a few of them that are out there that just don't want to do anything, so everybody looks at them that way. Just like they all look at Mexicans like drug dealers and illegal aliens, you know. The ones that are even here illegally really do try to work to send money. And they get caught up sometimes, but hey. And, you know, African-American people, you know, that actually go to school to get an education to further their careers. But they're set back because they're stereotyped by people from their own race. You know, Native Americans. I know quite a few Native Americans that work, that have jobs, that try to make something of their life. But because you think of a Native American, you think of a drunk Indian on the corner drinking a beer, getting drunk. You know, you could disagree if you want, but you know you've done this, and you know you've thought this. You could disagree if you want, but if you've done this and you've thought this, you know, you're a hypocrite. I'm sorry. Sir, ma'am, you're a hypocrite if you say that you've never thought this, or you think this is bad because you've seen some a group of you know, a race, and you automatically think they fit the stereotype. You know, white people, they think to be either hillbillies, you know, Okies, I guess you can say, or white supremacist people, you know. But regardless, you all think they're racist because they only hang around with their group of people, which is far from the fact. Let me tell you, people. You know, I have a group of friends, African American, Native Americans, Mexicans, Spaniards, Puerto Ricans, white people, you know, Asian people. You know, you guys, you look at someone who's Asian and you think they're Chinese and you're cursing them because they cause the coronavirus. You know, you're racially profiled. I don't care what you say, you racially profile. You know, I know some people tell racial jokes because they're joking, and everybody has a good laugh. You know, especially if it's a Mexican joke and the Mexican's saying it, or it's an Indian joke and the Indian's saying it, or it's a African American joke and they're saying it, or a white person joke and they're saying it. You know, it's hilarious how people think this way, you know. You know, be happy that you're able to express yourself out there when you're protesting, because you live somewhere else, that would not happen. Let me tell you, you'd be imprisoned or you would be dead because you'd be executed as a traitor, or both, prison and then executed and made an example of. And not only that, but that, you know, your family's disgraced, your children, your wife, you know, your parents. You know, you can't express yourself, you know. So I'll talk about a few things here, you know, how the politicians are behind all these group of people trying to defund the police. Not all politicians, but some. Because they're just trying to get your vote. People. They're trying to get your vote. They don't care about you. In the end, what's going to happen is that they're just going to dismiss that aside. And they might defend the police because they're trying to get that vote in. And they know if they show some kind of action, then, you know, that's what's going to happen. They'll get that vote. You know, don't know if you ever heard the saying, you're as crooked as a politician. Everybody, I don't care who you are, you profile somebody, you stereotype somebody. It may not be racially profiling somebody or stereotyping somebody, but you stereotype a group of people, whether they're gay, whether they're straight, whether they're in business suits. You don't actually know that person, you know. And I don't know if they think the same about you, but right now in this world, it's something that's taught to you as a child or in school, you know, from a group of friends, and you're just trying to join the bandwagon with everybody, you know. You know, and the politicians are sitting there feeding on all you guys' weakness, on people's weakness. And they thrive on that because in the end, you know, they know that they're deceiving you to get that vote to get into office. Not all politicians are like that, but there's a good handful. All politicians lie, yes. Do all politicians have that agenda with them? No, they do not. Where I stand politically, that's a whole different thing, and I'm not here to talk about my political views, you know. Black Lives Matters. You know what? Let me tell you something. Charles Barkley tweeted that he is disappointed in all these people in the Black Lives Matters and them being showing hate towards a group of people. you know, the purpose of being Black Lives Matters is not to have hate, but yet all these Black Lives Matters people are. And if you say all lives matter, you're considered racist. You know what? I'm sorry. All lives matter. Call me racist if you want. But you know what? I have friends that are African-American. I have friends that are white. I have friends that are Hispanic. I have friends that are Native. And I have friends that are Asian. So I beg to differ. You will not win that argument with me. And that's besides the point. But hey, I'm just letting you know that all lives matter. It doesn't matter. Blue lives matter. Black lives matter. Brown lives matter. You know, Asian lives matter. You know, Native lives matter. You matter. You know what I mean? You know, Abraham Lincoln abolished slavery during the Civil War, and he's considered a racist. How is that? Come now. Read your history. You know, he abolished slavery? Yes. You know, and at the time he was doing it was fresh, it was new. You know, but he did his best. And you know what caused all that right there? Was the cotton. Cotton. Because they were going to abolish slavery years earlier, and they found cotton, and they needed people to harvest the cotton fields and all that fantastic good stuff, and slaves were there to do it. So that's why they stopped it. They didn't want to get rid of slaves, because then they would have hired labor for that, so it was cheaper for them to keep slaves. And that's the reason why the Civil War broke out, because they wanted to stop slavery and a few other things that were going on, but slavery. You know, one of the greatest generals, and I admire a lot, is General Robert E. Lee. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he chose his family. He was a great general. He chose his family because he didn't want to kill his family. He didn't want to fight against his family. Because he was supposed to be a Union general. And with a lot of difficulty in his heart, he didn't want to become a Confederate general. He did not. And he fought with himself. And he did it because his family were Confederates. And he didn't want to meet them on the battlefield and to kill his brother, cousin, uncle, father. You know, that Civil War, oh my gosh, it was a messy war. It was brother against brother, father against son. You know, different views that they had back then. You know, Abraham Lincoln, he tried to do his best. And I guess he didn't fit with what they wanted to do. And of course, they assassinated him. And that's a whole big conspiracy, but we all know that the American government assassinated the president because he wasn't looking how they wanted him to look, and he stood his ground, and they didn't like that. He wasn't a pushover president. And you know, not all our presidents were perfect, you know, but there was a time and era when they were trying to build this country to make it something for the future, for everybody. You know, we're one of the freest countries in the world, and yet people take advantage of it. People want to talk about oppression, about communism in this country. You know what? Why don't you try go living in a country where you don't have these freedoms and these rights for a little while and come back, and you let us know how you feel afterwards, you know? You know, it's funny because the politicians are feeding off your weak minds right now. And I'm not saying that you're weak-minded people. I'm just saying they're feeding off the weak-minded. Because your mind is set in a certain... You people have tunnel vision. And they're right there to follow that tunnel vision with you. And to whisper something in your ear. Because you guys are all suggestible. I'm a hypnotist. I do hypnotism. I do hypnosis for entertainment purposes. And I'm going to be doing hypnosis for therapy. And you put somebody in a hypnotic state. And after a hypnotic state, you give them a suggestion. They follow that suggestion without question because their subconscious takes over their conscious mind. So that's what hypnosis is, that your subconscious bypasses your conscious, so that way you could do things that incredible things that you wouldn't normally do, because your conscious would get in the way and stop it from doing it. So what these people are doing is, because people are in a suggestible state, they give them a suggestion and they go ahead and do it because their subconscious takes over. So it's like hypnosis. Basically, it's hypnosis, but these people are feeding off the people that their mind is in a certain way. They give them a suggestion, they follow. You know, you guys ever drove somewhere and you got to your destination, and you didn't remember how you got to your destination, but you know you got there safely? It's because you're in a hypnotic trance and your subconscious took over. Listen to a song on a radio and you get a certain feeling because you listen to the song. Chills, sadness, happiness, a smile, a memory. It's because your subconscious is taken over. And that song's an anchor, and it gives you a hypnotic suggestion to feel that particular feeling because of the song. And you programmed yourself to do that. So watch a commercial on TV and about a product, and you go out and buy it because you saw it on TV and you don't know why you got it. It's hypnotic suggestion. All these advertisements, these advertisement companies, they use this because they know that they get these tips from people who are hypnotists. And they know it's a hypnotic suggestion. So when they give you the suggestions, you go out and do it, you know. And these politicians, they know that your mind is in a certain state because it's got anger, and they just, that altered state could be, is an emotion. Anger, happiness, sadness, you know, and everybody's altered state right now is anger. They feed off that anger to give a suggestion, and you follow it because they suggest something. That's part of the political scam right there. And I'm not saying the politicians are smart enough to figure that out, but they have advisors, they have people on their team, you know, and you know, political advisors and advertisement advisors, and they go out there and they do what they need to do. So these politicians out here are giving you all suggestions, not saying you in particular, but suggestions to people, and they follow. And some people just follow because someone else is following, and they're like, oh yeah, that's wrong, and they follow, without even having a clue why they're following. And that's, it just amazes me how people think that way, how people are gullible in that way, but it's not, I can't even blame somebody because, like I said, when they're in a suggestible state, they're going to follow. They're going to follow that suggestion. Your mind is waiting for a suggestion. So your subconscious takes over when it hears the suggestion and it goes with it. And your conscious mind and your subconscious are aligned together and they follow that direction. That anchor, that trance. You know, and it just, I observe these things, and I'm just amazed how they use that, you know, I'm not against everybody looking at everybody as a one, and as a whole, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but the United States was called the Great American Melting Pot at one time. And the Irish were the ones that people racially profiled. Because people hated Irish people at the time. In the early 1900s, Irish people weren't looked. They were treated badly. Yep. It's amazing how a group of people were treated bad, and now it's a different group of people. Now it's a different group of people. You know, and you get these extreme groups. I'm sorry to tell you, but this Black Lives Matter people, the people who are running that show, do not have good intentions at all. do not have anything good for the cause. I'm not saying it's a bad cause, but the people who are running that cause are out for themselves. I'm sorry, I actually heard this too, so from someone else, and I have to agree with them. I do. If you're trying to be out there for peace, why are you trying to do things like defund the police? If anything, you should be trying to find stricter reforms for these police departments, additional trainings, update their training curriculum, educate them a little bit more, get to know the community better than being out there and racially profiling somebody. I don't know if they do or don't. Do they profile people? Hey, you know what? I've been pulled over. I've been pulled over for legitimate reasons, and I've been pulled over for, okay, that's kind of funny reasons. But I never went to jail. I never got shot. I never got tased. I didn't get slammed to the ground with handcuffs on. All that, all those things. Could they have happened? Possibly. But I was complicit. So they shouldn't have reason for that to happen. But hey, who knows? Excuse me, had to drink some water there. My mouth was getting dry. But you all look at your choices right now. Look at the person next to you that you don't know, and just look at them. I challenge you guys to do this. This is a challenge, okay? Go out there and look at somebody randomly. White, black, Mexican, a cop, and just look at them and see what you see about them. And just think, are you right or not? Have you ever bought a cup of coffee before? Have you gone to the drive-thru and paid for someone else's meal? Have you paid it forward for somebody? Did you show them an act of kindness? With all this hate in the world, with all these politicians trying to scam us to make us believe that they're looking out for our well-being. In the long run, do I think they are? I think a majority are. I think a majority are trying to do their best so that way they can help their district or their country or their city, whatever, they're in charge of. Yeah, I do think so. Do I think that there's some out there that just aren't and they're the cause for a lot of the stuff that doesn't get to happen? Hey, they all have to vote. Sometimes it has to be a unanimous vote before they can move forward with something. So, if a certain bill, a certain law, a certain topic comes up and it becomes a dead issue, hey, they didn't get the majority. Just because your representative, which whether it's in the House of Representatives or a Senate, doesn't come through with you, it's not because they're not trying. They might be giving their full effort and trying to find another way to bring a bill up. And resurrect it from the dead, basically. As a president, a lot of people think the president sucks. I think the president is trying to do his best. He's the president. When President Obama was in there, he made mistakes. George Bush was in there, junior and senior. Ronald Reagan was in there, and he did his best. And he was a loved president by everybody. Bill Clinton, look at him. He had sexual relations with an intern, and he didn't get impeached. They didn't try to impeach him. President Trump, he's not perfect. But I gotta give him props because he's done some things that other presidents didn't do. You know, and he's opened his mouth too many times where you want to shoot him off that television screen because you're like, I can't believe you say this stuff. You know. Maybe if somebody's out there to try to be for his ill-being instead of his well-being. Who knows? I don't know. Obama didn't do good. Obama didn't make all the great, great decisions and he wasn't the best president out there. But he did his best. You know, he made a lot of mistakes out there. But no one calls him out for his mistakes. They praise him for all the good he did. You know, President Trump made a lot of mistakes and he's done good. But no one's calling him out for all the good he did. They call him out for his mistakes. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm a supporter. I'm just saying that he's our president. We have to pray for our leaders in the offices that they're in. We have to hope that God gives them guidance to give, you know, open their heart, give them wisdom. It's hard to say, you know, what their intentions are in general, but their actions speak. You know, I mean, look at these people, that these Black Lives Matter people killing a woman because she said all lives matter from the Black Lives Matter group. Why does it bother you? Honestly, why? It's true, all lives matter. Why should it just be Black Lives Matter? Why should it be Brown lives, Native lives? It's everybody. You know, everybody in the whole, everybody in the group. We're a country. We make up the United States of America. We don't want to be a weak country fighting each other. You know, the powers be out of this country that want to see us fail are sitting back watching us and waiting to move in. They're waiting to move in when we least expect it so they can take over the country. If they haven't already. If they haven't moved in. What makes you think these people that are doing these causes aren't even part of a terrorist group? Trying to brainwash people for a cause so that way they can take over the country, fund the police, take over the country, and make it into a not-so-free country, you know? You know, I want my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren to flourish and to be out there and be what they need to be, you know, and to be more than I was and more than their parents were, you know, to be smart, to be out there, you know, to have the freedom to make a choice and not be afraid to say something, you know. If somebody takes over and shoots all that down, it doesn't matter. Because you don't have that freedom. You join the army, become a doctor. You know, sometimes your careers are chosen for you. Doesn't make a difference what you like. You know, if you have a talent and it happens to come up, they'll work with your talent because they see something. You know, sports and engineering and computer science and, you know, some of these people didn't have a choice in the field that they're in because when they were raised and they saw them do something, like, okay, this guy's going to be an athlete, this guy's going to be a physicist, this guy's going to be a doctor, and this person, you know, who knows how they picked it, you know, but you have to understand that country, this country, is leading in a direction where somebody can come in, take over, and make us follow their lead. You know, how do we defend ourselves with that if everybody takes our freedom to bear arms? That's something that amazes me. You know, it amazes me. Let me tell you, people. You know, we're not far behind that right now. You know, if we can nip it in the bud now, we won't be that repressed country taken over by the Middle East or by by the Chinese or the Russians, with bad intent over us, Who knows? I don't know. When I say that, by the Chinese government, the Russian government, the Iraqi government, Saudi Arabia government, I don't know. But someone wants to take over. Why not start from the inside and work your way out? I would. I do. I'm an entertainer when I'm not working a regular job, and when there's entertainment to do, entertainment. And my main thing is to deceive you, and I'm going to deceive you. So then, when I'm done deceiving you, and I'm going to deceive you in the end, you're like amazed because you're deceived by something that I made you believe or see. And in the end, it wasn't what it was, and it's something totally different that amazed you. That's what's going on right now. Is in my belief, is somebody came in and started putting all these ideas out, deceiving people, making them believe something that's not there, and making them believe into a cause that shouldn't be. Who knows? Take over the government. Do I think some politicians may be involved? Absolutely. The political scam. What can I say? I know that maybe it sounds like a bunch of rambling, but it's the truth. Back in 1984, and I don't remember the gentleman's name, but it's on YouTube. You can actually look it up on YouTube. This guy, he left the Soviet Union and came to the United States. Defected, yeah, he defected. I couldn't think of the word. And he was on a talk show or a news thing or whatever, but he was with somebody interviewing him. And he was talking about just that they were putting people on the inside. They're brainwashing, they put them on the inside so they can brainwash people. So even if they saw the truth in front of them, they wouldn't believe it, even if they had proof of the truth. And they wouldn't believe it because they're so brainwashed to believe what they believe that the truth isn't the truth to them. And the gentleman that was interviewing him said, and he said, this is a process that's going to take years, decades, 20, 30, 40 years to happen. He goes, and things would start to happen. People have an idea. Believe an idea, protest about the idea, maybe riot about it, make other people believe, bring anger and fear so that they people will join the cause and the belief. It's all there that he was saying. What's happening now? Fear, a belief. It sounds pretty cut and dry right there to me, Whatever you choose to do, whatever you have the free will to believe what you want to believe. You have the free choice to believe what you want to believe. When the truth is out there and you see it in front of you, examine it. If someone wants you to believe something's true and it's not, examine it. I'm not asking you to take my word for it. I'm not even asking you to believe what I believe. That's your choice. See, but that's the difference between me and the brainwasher. I'll give you that choice. The brainwasher won't give you that choice and will make you believe what they believe. They catch you at your weakest point, will deceive you, will do things in their power to put you at a state that you're more vulnerable in, give you that suggestion so you can fall. Kind of like a hypnotist. Maybe this will enlighten you a little bit more or awaken you a little bit more. These politicians that are out there that are spreading that negativity out there, you have to think, are they part of the problem because they are the problem? Or are they part of the problem because they were given a suggestion and they believe that suggestion? It's a very interesting fact. Very interesting point of view, I guess you can say. Not a fact, but a point of view. I watched this hypnotist perform, and he shook people's hands throughout the audience, and he gave them suggestions when they were in a hypnotic trance. And he shaked a man's hand, and he said, you know, when I shake your hand, because like this, you're going to have the worst jock itch you ever had. And the guy would be scratching, you know, his stuff down there, because he believes that, you know, he has really bad jock itch. And then gets next to a woman, tells a woman, when I shake your hand like this, because you're going to see me as the most disgusting person you ever met, that the look of me just makes you sick. And then he goes to this other woman, gives her a handshake, and says, when I shake your hand like this, it's the complete opposite. You find me in a scale of 1 to 10 to be a 30, and you're madly in love with me. You know, and he does that. And then, you know, whatever, but it's part of the routine. So then he goes and he shakes the man's hand, and he's scratching his area because he's itching really bad because of shaking the hand. He goes to the woman and shakes her hand, and she doesn't even want to get near him. She's disgusted by him. And he goes to the woman and shakes her hand, and sometimes she just won't let go of his hand because she's madly in love with the man, or she's, you know. It's interesting, you know, because the mind is a powerful thing, and just for it to get a suggestion like that, just to see the emotion go. You know, because a trance is just, all a trance is a state of emotion, you know. So if you want somebody to be happy, you know, you give them happy suggestions, you know, and mirroring people and having a good repertoire with people. You know, if I mirror you, you know, and mirror you by believing the same belief you have, give you an idea that's like my idea, but, you know, have an idea that's like yours and make it think that we have the same ideas, you know. When they have that confidence, then they sway you to a different direction. Just like politicians. Anyways, this is the end of the podcast for today's episode. I promise I won't be gone as long as I was this time. I'll keep in touch, and I hope you all have a safe, and stay safe out there. This world's crazy. You know, wear a mask when you need to. You know, social distance, you know, wash your hands, sanitize your hands. You know, and try to be as safe as possible. Does these work? You should be washing your hands anyways. And if the mask doesn't help, but why knock it? If you're using it, and there's a chance that you, a lesser chance of you getting this illness because you have your mask on, why not wear it? And if it doesn't work, it doesn't hurt you to wear it because maybe you need to wear it anyways because you don't have such a beautiful smile. Anyways, you have a good evening, night, day, whatever it may be, and until next time. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and I hope that I rustled a little feathers out there and gave you a perspective or a view of basically what's going on. If you guys want to email me, give me a topic you want to hear about. I'm more than happy to try to research the topic or speak from experience or find somebody that's been through that themselves. So my email address is EasonEdward, X as in X-ray, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, Y as in Young, I as in India, N as in Nancy, A as in Adam, Z as in Zebra. Just should spell X, Spy, and AZ at gmail.com. Again, that's X, Spy at gmail.com. The reason behind the name is, hey, I used to be an investigator. I used to do an investigation. I used to be a PI. So, yeah, interesting things. Anyways, I appreciate you for joining, and thank you.